We're on the top of Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Yesterday we learned that Machlokas Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan, if we're afraid that if you have wheat of a Truma Tmeya, if you're allowed to use it as fuel, or we're afraid that you'll come to eat it. So Rav Huna said that Chitim you can't use, because they can be washed off even if they become Nias. And Rav Huna holds that it's talking where they were cooked and then became what's so disgusting, so we're not afraid you're going to come to eat it. Comes out Rashi, the Maisa learns that even if you make the Nias later, that's okay. We're not afraid from the time that you could possibly eat them to the time that you cook them and you make them Nias, that you're going to come with Deitakoli, you're going to come to eat them. And that's good enough, as long as you don't make them fuel when they're edible. And Tosfos learns they had to be Nias to begin with. But we're afraid if you have to cook them and make them Nias, that you're going to come to eat them during that process. Some say that there's no machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. Rav Huna is talking where you didn't make the Nias, and Rav Yochanan is talking where they did. And everybody would agree that if you taka cooked them and made them disgusting, it's okay. So Mar says, the hecha itma de Ravashi. Ravashi is the one who said that if you cook it, the wheat and the grains, and then you make them disgusting, that we're not afraid of takola. Where did Ravashi say that? Ahad omar Rav Oven Barav Ra'acha, omar Rav Yitzchak, on this, which Rav Oven Bar Rav Acha said in the name of Yitzchak, Abishol Gadol Shobes Rebbe Oy. Abishol was the baker in Rebbe's home. V'hayu mechamin lochamin bechitim shal trumat meir. Lalush b'an isa b'tara. And they used to heat up the hot water to mix with the flour. They used to mix hot water with the flour to make what's it called isa for him b'tahara. And they used to use chitim of truma tmeya to heat up the water. So the shayla over here, who's allowed to use truma tmeya for what's it called for fuel? Tosha says it's only kohanim who can use it. And lemaisa, there were kohanim there also that. Right, there were, it's also to Israel, to what's it called, to have Hanash or Kilui, even to use it as fuel. It's only mutter for Kohen. So in Rebbe's home, they heated it up also for Kohanim. There were Kohanim who ate at his table. So they did it basically because there were also Kohanim involved. Rashi learns that even a regular Israel is allowed to use Truma Tmeya for his own purposes, for fuel, not only Kohanim. So in any case, whatever it was, they used to use Truma Tmeya as fuel in Rebbe's house. So Mursas Amai, Nechush Dilma Hasi Buli De Takola, Lechora, we said that if you use grain, we're afraid you may come to eat it. How could they use the grain as fuel? Ravashi Bichlikso Mesisa, it's talking where you cooked it, the grain, first, and then you made it Mias, and now when you're cooking with it, it's not edible anymore. The Mela was okay. Rashi, V'hayim chamin lo chamin bechitin shal truma tmeya. Shal yilokin osu mikohanim bezol. Why'd they use that as fuel? Because it was cheap. They bought it from kohanim. Truma tmeya, the kohen can only use as fuel. So they didn't sell it at the price of regular wheat, they sold it at a much reduced price. Lalush ben isa b'tayra, kolomar apopi sh'rebi okel chulin b'tayra, hoya, this was not for the sake of Kohanim. Rebbe used to eat his chulin b'tayra, so they couldn't be matami. L'chayish duma nagu hani chitim t'meyim b'isa. They weren't afraid that these chitim would touch the dough, because all they used this chitim was to cook up the water to make the dough. So it was burnt already, right? The bottle of the Torah Sokov, because Lysa, it became disgusting and burnt up, so it's not mitzami anymore.
Okay.
Abaya bar Ovin, Rav Chananya bar Ovin, Tonu Trumos be Rabba. Abaya bar Ovin, Rav Chananya bar Ovin, were learning Trumos in Rabba's Yeshiva. Poga Bahu Rava bar Masna. So Rava bar Masna met them. Omer Lahu, Mayam Risu betrumos to Veimar. What did you learn in the Yeshiva? Any chidushim concerning trumos? Amruveyu, my kashula, what's bothering you about trumos that maybe you want to hear from us? Amr lahu tznan, shtile trumos shenitmu v'shaslan tahorim milatame v'asurim milecho. If you have truma, that there's already was truma, but it's replantable, and you replanted the truma, right, and it was tummy. Before you planted it, it become tummy. So it's truma tmeya. It's like grains of truma tmeya that you replanted. Tahorim ilatame, so they're not tummy anymore, because something mechuber lekarka is either not considered an ochel anymore, so it's not metame, or there's a special gzeres hakosuv that something mechuber lekarka can't be mekabel tuma. But you're not allowed to eat them because they're still considered truma. In other words, Zohar is not allowed to eat them. When it says, V'chim yachar t'tahorim l'tamei, amai asurim melecho. If, what's it called, they're tahor, which means now they're a bottle from Torah's ocha, right? They're mechuba l'karka again, then why are they asked to eat for a Zohar? Then the truma is also bottled from them. Amrubei, hachi yom rabba, amai asurim, asurim l'zorim. Then the Enochadami, they're not asked to eat for a kohen. Now, they thought that it's also for a kohen to eat, because they're truma tmeya, but madavshach. If it's tahor, then it's not truma tmeya. So a kohen should be allowed to eat it, else truma. And if it's what's it called, if it's not mutter to eat for a kohen, then why is it tummy? Madavshach. So the answer was, in a chanami, a kohen could eat it. But a zor is not lami. It remains truma, but it's not tummy. So it's truma tahor. It's mutter for a kohen, also for Yisrael. My komashvon, what's the chiddush? Gedulei truma, truma. That when you plant truma, it remains truma, at least in the rabbanu. Tanina, we have a mishnah that says that. Gedulei truma, truma. The truma that you replant remains truma. And the reason that gedulei truma remains truma is because we're afraid that a kohen will have truma tmeya and he'll plant it. Right? This way, it said it remains truma, he's not going to gain anything. V'chitema gedulei gedulin, right? Maybe it's talking about the second gedulin. Rashi learns the second gedulin, we'll see one second what how he learns. He learns the second gedulin is one planting, but it's the second produce from that planting. Tulsus learns it's where you planted a thing, it grew, you took it out, and you replanted it. The second planting, mamash, is gedulei gedulin. What grows from the second planting is also true. Let's see Rashi first, and then Tanu Trumos, Meseches Trumos. They learn Meseches Trumos. In Rabba's Yeshiva. Mayam Risu Chiddush, the time of the Truma Shatim Shomi, they saw them Gadol Karabba. So you want to know what Chiddushim were there in the Meseches Trumos in Rabba's Hall, in Rabba's Yeshiva. Shtile Truma, because on Shtile Kruvu Krishi. Right, you have cabbages that can take root. So you replanted them. Or Krishi. Krishin is leeks. No. Yeah. No? What is Krishin? What? Veg. Taharu melatame acherim. So they are tahar. They can't melatame anything. Shechiburim lekarka batan itaras ochel. Because when you planted them, they're not an ochel anymore. They're mechuber lekarka. In addition, mechuber lekarka is not mekabel atum lebechlau. Basurim lelechol, the kosoka da'etach mishum tumah ulekohanim. Now they thought the reason it's usher to eat is even for a Kohen, because it still remains Truma Tameh. So they said, Mamashah, if it's not Tameh anymore, why is it Truma Tameh? If it's not Metameh others, then it's not Tameh itself either. Mara says, no, Asurim Lazar, the law I'm reading, Pukashem Truma Minai. The shame Tuma went away, but it's still Truma. So it's usher to Azar. Maikam Hashmalan, Gedulei Truma, Ketruma. Afila b'dover shazaru kala, k'don chitim o tzlo shumin tanina. The chiddush is that even in something where the zera itself disintegrates, and what grows is totally new, still it remains true. That's the chiddush. Not something, the certain things you plant, like a bulb, where the bulb remains edible, and just new things grow around it. There, the original remains truma, and the new one becomes truma. But even Dover Shazaru Kala, where the original thing you planted disintegrates, what comes from it, what grows from it, is still truma. Tanina, we learned that in the Mishnah. The Chi Tema. Okay, now the Gemara says, the Chi Tema. The Umayko Mashma, the Dover Shane Zaru Kala. What are you going to tell me? The Chiddush is that even in something, that what's it called? Gedule, right, is only Truma, the Dover She'en Zaru Kala. Meaning, Gedule Truma is Truma no matter what. But if you take the second planting, that's only Truma in something where the original remains, and new things grow from it, not where it disintegrates. That also we have a Mishnah. Hatevel Gedule Mutorim, the Dover She'en Zaru Kala. Right, here we have by Tevel that Gidulin, what's it called, is Mutter, if the thing that grows is what's it called, disintegrates first and then grows something new. But if it's Dover She'en Zaru Kala, it's something that grows not from the disintegration of the original thing. The original thing still remains, then even Gidulin are also. Right, and that's the that what you call the Feirish, the same thing by Truma. That Truma, even though Gedule Truma are Aser, right, Midr Rabbanan, unlike Tevel, but Gedule Gedulim are not Aser, if it's Dover Shazaru Kala. Gedule Gedulim is the same thing as Tevel. But if it's Dover She'en Zaru Kala, then even Gedule Gedulim are Aser. So that's a Mishnah. What do I need you to tell me that Chiddush? Ishtikum. So they kept quiet, didn't know what the chiddush was in what's it called, in the fact that gedulim are asur, and even if it's gedule gedulim, if it's dover she'en zaru kala to the Feirish Mishnah, Rashi, hatevel gedulav mutarim, apa pishnis marea pekri, the hook for the meiser, the cholol of shem tevel. What's talking about is this. You have tevel before it became kavua, before you put it in a pile and smoothed off the pile where it was finished. So you're allowed to eat it, achilas aroi, and you're allowed to feed it to an animal. Because all eating of an animal is achilas aroi. So you're allowed to eat something before trumas and maestras were taken off, as long as it wasn't nikba yet for trumas and maestras. It wasn't finished, and you didn't make a pile out of it. Once you made the pile, then it's tevel vadai, and you're not allowed to eat even achila saroi, you can't feed it to your animal. So now this tevel is also to eat. You took it and you planted it. Once you planted it and it grew, then when you cut it down again, before you make another pile, it's mutter to eat, achila saroi. It goes back to its original status. And now it's mutter to eat, achila saroi, till you'll make another pile, finish it off, and then it'll become nikpa for trumas and maisers. Zara, low hippish maestro, subtrila, and you planted it, and you didn't take off trumas and maestros first, the tzamach, and it grew, the nigmar, the katro, and it got finished, and you cut, and you harvested it, mutter, achila saroi, achi moreh pekri. It's mutter again to eat temporarily, a snack, right, until you finish it off again. The apple got to do the truma trumum, with rabbanahu. And even though we said that even the first planting of truma remains truma, that's only midrabbanan. Ulechumra shulahatzir sakohan. Because we're afraid people would be mafresh truma, and then they go plant it and it would become chulin, and the dimatz of the Kohanim. So in order to avoid that, we say it's going to remain truma anyway. But if you replant the tevel, it becomes chulin, and the whole process starts again. When you harvest it, it's like it was never true a tevel to begin with. But and you're allowed to eat a snack until you'll finish it off and make a pile again, and what's it called? That's okay. So Manela, what's the chiddush over here that shtile truma that were tame and you planted them that they remain truma but they're tar? What's the chiddush? If it's talking about gedulin, there's a mishnah. If it's talking about gedulin, there's also a mishnah. So what's the chiddush? Omar lein midah shmi'alach. So they said to him, did you hear anything about this? B'ha, omar lehu hachi omar avsheshes. Avsheshes explained it. May asurim, asurim lekohanim. They're still usher to a kohen. Not just they're usher to a zar. They're tahor melatame acherim. But they're still usher to a kohen as if they be truma tumeya. Hoel the ipsaluhu behesachadas. The reason that they're usher to a kohen is once you planted the truma, you took your mind off it. It's not anymore being guarded as truma. And since you took your mind off of it, right, it's possible. It says mishmeres trumosai. You have to guard the truma. Once it wasn't guarded, it's usher to a kohen to eat. Where it says, Honich lamandi omer hesachatas psul haguf, avishakus machlokes, why hesachatas pasos truma? Is it a special psul? Because since it says, mishmeres trumosai, that you have to guard the truma, unguarded truma is also teeth. That's one way of learning. Special psul, haguf. Or no, it's a psul tumma. We're afraid since you didn't guard it, it became tummy. So if it's a psul haguv, when you planted it, and you didn't guard it, so it becomes pasul because it's not mishmeres trumosai, makes sense. But if it's a psul tumma, right, elulam on the omer hesachadas, psul tumma have, maik lameimar. Mechora, when you plant it, there's no more tumma. Right, it can't become tummy when it's mechubar lakartham. Right, so why should that truma be pasul, the hesachadas, it's lechora, it's not tummy bechlau. Right? In fact, it's mechubar lekarek, it can't become tameh. If the whole reason of hesach hadas is because we're afraid, since you're not guarding it, it became tameh, right here, it can't become tameh. So the fact that you're not guarding it, but it's mechubar lekarek, it can't become tameh. So lechora, why should it be possible? Why should we also to eat? Rashi, behesach hadas, kishenitmu mitchila, hisir daito mehem shum isham. When they became tameh to begin with, you stopped guarding them. And the male, what's it called, they became posel. The nitzalim behesach hadas, t'chsiv gabe truma, es mishmeres trumosai, ovid lashimur, v'lo tosiach daitcha. Guard it. Don't take your mind off of it. Psul haguf havi, my lehi bekotchim, shirif salimika. Special tzindarabonim. That kotchim and truma become posel if you took your mind off it. The shame psul huliatmo. It's a separate psul. It has nothing to do with tumor. Since you didn't guard it, it's possible to eat. Va'afilu yovei liyohu. The yomer shalom yitmu. Koloson ha'yomim she'sir daitam me'am ain't shomim lo. And even if liyohu would come and tell us that it didn't become tummy, it's still us. It's a separate psul. Shapir. Mishum hachi asurim. Shame shtilas mo'elas lehen lohasur shame psul me'alehen. The fact that it's planted doesn't take away the psul of Hesach Hadas. It's a separate psul. Elul man diomer kol ma shekotchim nitzolim behesach hadas. Einu elul mishumuch shashtumah. But according to the man diomer who says that the reason that kotchim are posul behesach hadas is because we're afraid since you weren't guarding it became tameh. And if Eliyahu would come and tell us it wasn't tameh, then it'd be okay. But it's only because we don't know if it's tameh or not. Shema alidei shisir daito mishmirosom nogo ben tuma veni odeya maikala neymar hani amai nifsuli mishum chash tuma wafilu tuma batoi shabohen tiharitem shilosom. How could it be a suffix whether they're tummy or not? Once you planted them, they're tar for sure, even if they were bare tummy. So that can't be a psul in something that's planted if the whole chash is maybe that he kept tummy. The Itmar, where do we have this machlokus, whether Hesach Hadas is a psul hagul or a chash tuma? The Itmar, Hesach Hadas, Rabbi Yochanan Omer, psul tuma hadi. Rabbi Yochanan says that it's possible because we're afraid it became tummy. And even though normally Shatik Tuma Pushus Arabim is Tahar, but here, since there's a din of Mishmeres, we're choshesh even for a Shatik Tuma. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Omar, Psul Haguf Habi. And Rish Lakish says that it's a Psul Haguf. It has nothing to do with the fact that we're afraid it became Tameh. Even if we know for sure it didn't become Tameh, it's still possible. Because you're Mesiach Das, it's not, didn't have a Mishmeres, the Rabbanan possible. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Psul Tuma Habi, Shim Yavu Eliyahu V'Yitareh Shomim Lo. He holds the Psul as only because we're afraid it was Tameh. So if you know for sure it wasn't Tameh, it's kosher. It's Rabbi Yochanan Shimon ben Lakish Omer Pasul Psul Aguf Habi, Shim Yavu Eliyahu V'Yitareh Ein Shomim Lo. That even if Eliyahu came and said it didn't become Tameh, it's still pasul. Because just not watching it makes it pasul. Rashi. V'itarenu V'yomar shalom naga botuma kol yamei hesach. V'Eliyahu would come and say the whole time that you weren't guarding it, you took your mind off it, it didn't become tamei. If you hold it to psul tuma, it'd be okay. If you hold it to psul aguf, it doesn't make a difference. Just not watching it makes it possible. Eishir v'yokon shlokish. So we still have the question hanging. According to the man, the Omer says it's a psul tuma, why is this thing still asr to a Kohen because of Hesach Hadas? Hesach Hadas is only to a tuba and something planted isn't tummy. That we didn't answer. The Gemara went off on a tangent and said, where is this machlokas of psul tuma and psul haguv? Right, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Now the Gemara is going to ask on Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asked Rish Lakish, how could you say that it's a psul haguv and not a psul tuma? When Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka Omer, Lul Katan Haya ben Kevish Lemizbeach, there was a small, opening, or a hole between the Kevish and the Mizbeach, the Marabash of Kevish, off to the west side of the Kevish, Shisham HaYuzorkim Psulei Chatas HaOf, right? Over there they used to throw the Psulim of Chatas HaOf that was possible. You couldn't eat it. So they threw it there. The Tu'ubar Tzurasan, they left them overnight, that they should have the Ibur Tzura, the Yotzim of Esa Sreifa, and then they burned them. So Mor says, Iyamas Bishlama Tzul Tuma Havei Mishum Haki Boi Ibur Tzura, Shema Yove Liyove Yitarenu. If you say the whole reason that, what's it called, these things became possible because of Hesach Hadas. Okay, not because of any other psul. We'll see in a second. Therefore, since the only psul was Hesach Hadas, okay, so why did it need Ibur Tzura? Ibur Tzura is that you leave it overnight. Rashi says, because then it loses its look as meat, and it's less of a chilul of kodshim to burn it. You have to wait till it loses its look of meat. And Tosfos says, no, even if it doesn't lose anything, Lamaisa, it's what's it called? It applies even to things that don't change bichlal overnight, like Taurus or whatever. But it's a special series of custom that you need a night to pass by. It needs a psul lina as to pass by a night, and then that psul already will allow you to burn it. But anything that's a psul haguf, then you don't need the ibutzura. If it's a psul because the bilim were not okay, or the dam wasn't okay. A psul, a side psul, so the thing itself really is still kosher. It's a side thing that made it possible, then you need Ibur Tzura. If it's a psul in the thing itself, then you don't need Ibur Tzura. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yochanan, Hesach Lakish, if Hesach Hadas is a psul haguf, then why do you need Ibur Tzura? Why do you have to wait overnight till you burn it? Burn it right away. It's possible, psul haguf. Elamai, it's a psul tuma, meaning we're not sure if it became tuma or not. If we know for sure it's not tuma, it'd be kosher. So misafik, you wait till ibur tzura to burn it. Maybe it's not possible. But if it's a psul aguf, it's vare possible.
And psulat behuf is a psul in the thing itself. Why do you need to leave it overnight? Burn it right away. Ela hi amas psul haguf, lama li ibur tzura. But if it's psul haguf, why do you need ibur tzura? V'hashman, zeh haklal, kol she psul habaguf, or you saw it min ha-biyat. V'tam v'v'v'olim, t'ubur tzura, som yosu v'sasrefa. The klal is, anything that's a psul haguf, you burn immediately. If the psul is a side thing, in the bailing, or in the dam, then you leave it overnight before you burn it. But you hold that Hesach Hadas is a psul haguf. Even if these things became pasul with a side thing, but right now when you throw them in the lul, it's Hesach Hadas. So Hesach Hadas immediately pasuls it, what's it called, a psul haguf. Why do you have to wait overnight? Burn it right away. What? Hesach Hadas Mishnah is only the, what? It doesn't make a difference. It's still, what's it called? No, the Gemara holds that even a psul haguf, the rabbanon, you burn right away. Rashi, the whole reason you don't burn it right away is only the rabbanon.
Ah.
Rashi.
We said that Esechadavti is only possible in Truma because Mishmeres.
No, but then the psul and kachim Truma, the rabbanon. The rabbanon answer also because the din of having to be shomer kachim Truma, not only Truma. Lul cotton, kain guma chalula, a little hole. Also, the binyan haritzpa. They had a little hole in the floor that what's where you put these birds that were possible. Then kevish from the mizbeach, kolomer bekeren zavis, some of the kevish. It wasn't mamish between the kevish and the mizbeach, but off to the side, the west side of the kevish, in the place opposite where the kevish met the mizbeach. The samach from the mizbeach, the mokim shem ischaber. The Marabish of Kevish, Eitzel Sfas Marabish of Kevish, on the west side of the Kevish. Shisham Zarkin Psulei Chattis Ha'ov, the Vishi Nasis Bekerim Marabish from Islamata. Chattis Ha'ov was made on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, on the bottom part of the Mizbeach, the bottom half of the Mizbeach. Shira Psulba, when something happened that passed it, Shereno Psul Aguf Mamish, which wasn't a Psul Aguf, right? The ain yokel is sore from the yad, and you couldn't burn it right away. Bishum bizayin kachim, because the rabban and asher, burning it right away because of bizayin kachim. Nos nimosu sham says to throw it in this hole, leave it overnight, and the next day go burn it. Vitu bar tzura, so hainu psul lina. Then it became possible because the night went over it. Ibar tzuras maris basar belina shalaila echadu. Meat loses its color in one night. It doesn't look like meat anymore. The kivin shalom of Elilah, harahi noser, the tone shreif of an isra. So it becomes noser and you have to burn it. So now you're burning it, as noser, that's okay. But al korchach midaboyin and havor esura, latke shepigil ba, o nitnes, o yotza, o molka shalok, and mitzvosa kamayri. It's not talking whether it's a psulaguf, pigil, or yotze, or any of the other kind of things that would be a psulaguf. Because if that's the case, you wouldn't have to throw it in the lul. Go burn it immediately. In the Beis HaGesher, they had a place in the Azara where they burned kachim. Take it there and burn it. Why you have to throw it into the lul for it? The psul ma'ayu, the lama von la'ture psul lina, the aim lana din boy lina, ilah psul hechasad hechadas. It must be that there was no other psul haguf except for the hechadas. The E Epsher Psul, the E Amr's Psul Kshash Tumahu, Ikala Meimar, the High Psul the Hesach Hadas Koma. And if you hold it, Hesach Hadas is a Psul Tuma, we're afraid it became Tameh, then it makes sense. You couldn't go and burn it right out, because maybe it's Tar. It's only, maybe it's Tameh. It's not a Psul Mamish in the thing, so wait till the night goes over and then burn it. The Kivin Tlok Hazina Lady, maybe we didn't see it become Tameh. Elok Shosha be Almohu, we're only afraid maybe it became Tameh, boy Ibertsura. Therefore you can't burn it till a night goes by. The Lo Matsin on the Misrafa Alehedya, Shem Yov Elio, Akra came, the Yomer Tahora Hoysa. Maybe Elio would come and tell us that it was tar, and you burned perfectly good kachim. So therefore you have to wait till it becomes parcel overnight. Now it becomes no, sir. Burn it anyway. Now you can burn it. The Nimshus is Sarafna's Kachim Tauri. Ela im Shem Psul Uliatsmo, But if Heshech Hadas is a psul aguf, once you throw it into the lul, you're Meshiach Das from it. So it's possible. So burn it. Afilo lo nitma lama lehibur tzura. Even if it wasn't tame, why do you have to wait overnight? Kosher psul adagufo, psul vade, if a basher asks, will you serve me out? If it's a vade psul, and it's in the thing itself, you burn it immediately. The dam, to go nishmech adam, but if the thing itself wasn't possible. But the dam got spilled out, so you can't bring it. But it's not that the thing itself is possible, it's just a side thing that's preventing you from bringing this carbon to the bailin. To go nitmu a bailin. Ba'pesach kayim, right, the bailin became tummy. But there's nobody now to eat it, so the carbon pesach is possible. Because it has to be able to be eaten by somebody from the chabura. So in that situation, the carbon pesach is possible, but not because there's anything wrong with the pesach itself, because there's no bailin, it's a side thing. The ain kan mishiochlenu, the dam, apple pisha potol gomer, or even the dam is a psul gomer, afilo hachi hol the ainu kibasar atzmo boy ibersura. Even though it's not in the basar itself, it's a side deterrent, therefore you have to have ibersura. So over here, if heshech hadas is a psul hago, why do you have to throw these things into the lul and wait overnight? Immediately burn them. Elamai, it's a psul tuma, and it's not vadei possible. It's only a chash. Maybe it became tamei. Then you have to wait overnight. So Rabbi Yochanan's chasher is looking. How could you say it's a psul aguf when you see that the things that were thrown into the lul, which vadei had heshech hadas, had a heavy butsura? It was a psul aguf. Why does it need a heavy butsura? Now the Gemara is going to answer that, and then go back to answer by the truma, right? Why? What's it called? If it's a psul tuma, why is it also to a coin to eat? Once you planted it, it's tar. That question we didn't answer. That.